In this episode, we look at FOAM and how it might just help you change your life. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-based strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and what the heck is FOAM? Seriously, what exactly even is that? Why are we talking about FOAM on a podcast about personal development? Well, FOAM is a behavior change framework. That is a process for helping us to change behavior. It's one that's actually used in many organizations that are focused on trying to improve or shift behavior in some way. And in this episode, I want to dive into what it is, what it stands for, how it works, and potentially most importantly, how it can be applied to your life. So when we get back, we'll get started. Stay tuned. Support for this episode comes from BetterHelp. I've been a vocal advocate for therapy, and I've been in and out of therapy myself for the last 4 or 5 years. Honestly, it's been an incredibly helpful experience for everything from anxiety, depression, and dealing with grief when my father passed away. And it's even helped with issues like lack of motivation or inability to sleep properly. But therapy can be expensive. And honestly, it can be difficult to navigate. Finding the right therapist, asking the right questions, and feeling comfortable enough to share what's going on for you, they're all ridiculously important when it comes to getting value from it. But they're difficult to do. So how do we go about it? Well, that's why I personally use and recommend BetterHelp. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service and is 100% online. And it works extremely simply. You download the BetterHelp app, you create an account, fill in a few details about yourself and what you're looking for. Then in as little as a few hours, you're matched with a therapist who specializes in the things you personally need. All therapists are licensed, accredited professionals, and BetterHelp allows you to connect with them in a safe and private online environment in any way you want, whether that's phone, video, or text message. So head over to betterhelp.com/tinyleaps today to get 10% off your first month of support. That's betterhelp.com/tinyleaps to get 10% off your first month of support. betterhelp.com/tinyleaps, or click the link in the description of this episode. So what is FOAM? Well, like I said at the top of the show, FOAM is a behavior change framework. It helps us to improve our goal setting process. It helps us to improve our focus and our approach to achieving those goals. And it helps us to shift our strategy a bit. Because if what we've been doing hasn't been working, then of course we need to change something about it. This gives us a step-by-step approach to finding that change, to figuring out what it is that we should be changing, testing that and seeing whether or not it works. And it tackles 4 different pieces of that process. And those 4 are focus, opportunity, ability, and motivation. So now this might sound a little bit familiar. If you remember maybe 50-ish episodes ago, I honestly have no idea how long, I talked about the Fogg behavior model. And his is defined as B equals MAP. So behavior equals motivation, ability, and prompt. This is somewhat similar. So this is less about trying to define why and how a behavior happens, which is what the B equals MAP is for. This is much more about understanding what needs to happen in order to shift behavior. So let's go through each of them. So focus. What are the behaviors that need to change? What are the things that need to actually be addressed here? It's critical that we actually focus in and understand what's going on. And a perfect example of this is something I do regularly. So I've been on a journey for the last year, 2 years to reduce spending. And I've made an enormous amount of progress in that time. And the main thing that I do in order to make that progress is have awareness around what behaviors are causing the problem. So, for example, am I spending more on travel or am I spending more on restaurants? Are things coming out of my account as subscriptions that I forgot are even there, or are they mostly bills? It's about understanding what is actually making up my spending so that I can approach my strategy differently. Because it wouldn't help to just say, I want to improve my spending or I want to reduce my spending. That's not actually that specific or helpful. It gives me no information about where to take action in order to accomplish that. What does is drilling down to the specific behaviors that are hurting my spending, that are causing the problem in the first place. And to do that, I need to gather information. So this is what the focus in FOAM, the F in FOAM, is all about. It's gathering information and understanding where is the problem actually coming from? What is the limb that needs to be removed? Or what is the organ that needs to be removed? I don't know why I'm getting so dark with these examples, but you get what I'm saying. Where is the problem actually coming from? And that gives us the tools to actually do something about it in the future. So that's the first piece, focus. Where is that actually coming from? The second, the O in FOAM, is opportunity. So do I have the chance to actually change this? So going back to my personal goal of improving, or rather reducing, my spending, I might look at my personal spending and recognize two main areas that need to be looked at. So the first might be recurring bills. That might be the biggest expenses that I have over the course of a month. And then the second might be something like eating out, dining out. Now, if those two are the problem for me, the next step is, do I have an opportunity to reduce them? So looking at the immediate problem, the bills, I might not have much opportunity there. I can't necessarily negotiate my rent. I can't necessarily negotiate my light bill or my heating bill or any of the things that I sort of need in order to live as a human being in this world. And so there might not be much opportunity to make changes to that behavior. And in that scenario, it would be best to move on to the second category, to eating out, dining out, and all of those expenses. And from there, I might even look further, try to get even more focused, try to understand, well, within this dining category, what is the real issue? Is it that I'm going out to eat once a week with my partner? Or is it that I'm buying lunch 3 times a week? It's important to keep drilling down and keep getting focused on where the behavior is actually a problem. And you also need to categorize it for yourself, because even if the issue was that I'm going out to dinner once a week with my partner, there are other values attached to that that might be more important than the financial or the spending aspect of this. So even though that might on paper seem like a problem that could easily be fixed, if it's important to me for other reasons, then it's not actually a problem that we need to address. So this is how we tackle that opportunity question. And once we look back at the area that has the most opportunity for change, we may even go to that first area again and really question, is there any opportunity here for change? Could I change my car insurance to a cheaper plan? Could I change my health insurance to a cheaper plan? Could I change this or that or whatever it is? Like, there are bills in there that aren't necessarily fixed costs that I could have that question and answer process done with. So That's the O in foam, opportunity. Once we've focused in, we know where those behaviors are that need to be shifted. We then look at, do I have an opportunity to shift them? And then the third piece is ability. And this is very similar to opportunity. There's some minor differences, but it's similar in the sense that it's about, do I have the ability to make this change? Do I internally have the ability to make this change? Going back to my finances, if we look at that first category, my recurring bills, I don't have an opportunity to make changes around rent or around any number of other things, but I might have an opportunity to make changes around my health insurance, right? The question then is, do I have the ability to make that change? In the US, I don't, because health insurance is sort of this like opt-in process at the beginning of the year, or rather at the end of the year for some weird reason. And so I don't currently have the ability to make that change. I will in a few months, but right at this moment, I don't currently have the ability. However, that doesn't mean, or that doesn't change, that there is an opportunity there. When I look at all of my spending, health insurance is still an opportunity. There's something there that could theoretically be changed to improve my behaviors towards this goal that I have. I just don't currently have the ability to act on it. So it's a distinction. It's a little bit minor. It might feel a little confusing. I understand if it does. But there is a slight difference between that opportunity where you're just looking at it and you're saying, what are the things I could, in theory, cut out or change, versus am I actually able to do that right now? And so what we then need to do with ability is just go through each of those areas that we've identified opportunities and ask ourselves, can I do this right now? Whether for internal reasons or external reasons, is this something that I have the ability to act on immediately? And then we need to identify those things. And then lastly, the M in foam is motivation. And this one is sort of all encompassing. I think this drives the rest of it in many ways. Do I want to make these changes? Do I want to? And ultimately, we need to be asking this question at every step. If we identify that we want to improve our finances, we want to reduce spending, maybe even make more money. If that's what we've identified we want to do, then we need to go through the focus question. What is it that needs to change in order for this outcome? Identify those things, make a list of them, and then ask ourselves, we need to jump down to that M, motivation. Ask ourselves, do I want to do these things? Do I want to address these issues? Some of them you might not, and that might cross some of them out. But the ones that do get through to the next stage, that opportunity. Is there something here that could actually be changed? Then after that, once we've identified what could actually be changed, go back to that motivation question. Do I want to? Then after that, the things that make it through the do I want to question go into ability. Am I capable of doing this right now? And after that, we ask ourselves, do I want to? That motivation piece is interwoven throughout the rest of the framework. But ultimately, when we want to make changes to our behavior, foam is a good tool for making that happen. And we do this by systematically asking ourselves questions that, if we're honest about, can help us identify both what needs to change and whether or not we want to change those things. So thank you so much for being here. I'd love to hear from you. If you're listening to the podcast, find us on YouTube. The link is in the description of this episode. I would, first of all, really appreciate a subscription over on YouTube. That would mean the world to me, and it would help so much with growing that account. But it's also a great place to leave a comment and share your thoughts. So whatever's on your mind in relationship to this or anything else, drop a comment down on the video. Or of course, you can join us in the Discord, which is also linked in the description of this episode. So thank you so much for being here. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.